as teachers, one thing that we all have in common is that we were all also students. And I wonder if you can go back to the time when you were sitting in a classroom, you were sitting at your desk, and one of your teachers would do something or say something, and you thought to yourself, ugh, that's annoying, or ugh, I would never do that. Or maybe you even knew at a young age that you wanted to be a teacher, so you sat in a classroom as a 7-year-old and thought, when I'm a teacher, I'm gonna do things differently. Well, guess what? In today's special episode, I invited my friends Jack Berkmeyer and Rachel McCoy to the microphones, and we talked about some flashbacks from when we were kids, when we were students, things that we swore that we would never do as a teacher. And spoiler alert, some of the things that we thought were weird or cringy are things that we maybe do now as professionals. And so this episode is super fun. It's super lighthearted, and I promise that you are going to laugh and also probably reflect. Because one thing that is for sure is education evolves, and as we become better teachers with more experience, our strategies evolve as well. So if you are looking for just a little bit of laughter and also a little bit of learning, you're in the right spot. Let's get into this episode.
There is awesome in every single school day. So here is the big question. How can teachers like us, who love our job, love our students, and love being a part of education, celebrate awesome even more in our classrooms and learning communities? Where can we find teaching tips and tricks? Where can we find engaging stories and motivational strategies? That is the question, and this weekly podcast is your answer. So welcome to all my teacher friends. My name is Monica Genta, and I am so excited that you are here listening to this podcast, This Teacher Life. It is likely that at some point in your life, you decided that you wanted to become a teacher because of the things that your teachers did or didn't do when you were a student. And now we got three passionate educators who are going to serve up things that made an impact on them because they saw a teacher say or do something and said, never. Never will I ever do that. And these things have clearly left an impression on us because collectively, we have been in education for nearly 100 years. I don't know if that's true, but that's
pretty much.
Yeah.
34 of them are mine. Okay.
So, yeah. With nearly 100 years of experience,
which feels like 1 million,
yeah. We are going to just each drop one of those things. Mm-hmm. So, Rachel, what is something you swore you would never do?
I had a teacher, to remain unnamed, that would any time someone was Jack Berkmeyer. I had a teacher.
I don't know if you guys know this, but actually Jack was Rachel's kindergarten teacher. I don't know how that's never come out in an episode, but the unnamed teacher.
I sat at the carpet of love and acceptance.
This is, God, this is so fun. So it is true, 100 years of experience. So in the unnamed kindergarten teacher's classroom, Mr. Berkmeyer did what to you?
I had a teacher, truly to remain unnamed, that would, anytime another teacher came in to talk, she would take a piece of paper and she would hold up the piece of paper so that you couldn't see what they were talking about. And she did this every single time a teacher would come in. It always felt like, are they talking about me? It's like when you're in a group of friends and they're whispering and you think, are they saying something about me? Do I have something in my teeth? Did I eat too many Oreos? Now I got stuff in my teeth. It's not good. I always felt like there's some secret thing that I just always felt so icky to me, and I swore I would never do that because it just didn't feel like a place of love and acceptance.
So you've literally never, ever done that?
I don't believe so. Now, I admittedly would like turn one of, like if a teacher came in and had to give you information, because sometimes, obviously, not all information can be shared with students. If one of us like turned the opposite direction, okay, I for sure have done that in situations that are sensitive or confidential or whatever. But I mean, my goodness, if every 5 minutes a teacher is coming in to talk to another teacher and she's holding up a file folder, like, that's not all confidential information. You're just gossiping.
They're talking about the fact that they're getting drinks after school.
Yeah.
For sure.
But this was, I just always was, I was always nervous. Like, am I doing something wrong? I will say, background on this unnamed teacher, I wouldn't say overly kind and warm and loving.
Jack Berkmeyer.
It's not true.
That was when you had him as a second grade teacher, yeah. Not as a kindergarten teacher. Okay, I just want to say, if you are a file folder teacher, okay?
It's a thing. It's a thing. And it's a triggering thing for me. It's just a no thank you for me.
I'm thinking it's genius, actually. I never thought of that because I'm
holding
not...
Holding up the file folder?
Well, I'm not subtle and quiet. You know, I'd be like, he did what? You know, and I mean, like, mm-hmm. You know, so I was loud and obnoxious. Mm-hmm. So I love that they were at least subtle.
I did not love it.
And that's okay. And you adjusted. You said
I did adjust.
Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
But no judgment if you do that.
Yeah.
No judgment. I'm not judging you. It's just not for me.
I'm judging you if okay. You're doing that. Okay. All right. My thing.
We listen and we don't judge. Do you remember that trend?
I don't know what that means. I mean, I know what not judging means, but
I
don't know.
We listen and we don't judge. You never heard about that trend?
It's because. It's a trend. What? Like.
No. No. Okay.
Do you know what this is?
Anybody who is on TikTok.
Oh, I don't have that.
Yeah. At the time of this recording, it was not banned. Maybe when you're listening. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe it's banned still. I don't know.
Is it a game?
No, it was a trend. Like you would like talk with your teacher BFF and you're like, sometimes students turn in work and I throw it in the trash can and put 100% in the grade book.
Oh,
and the other teacher's like,
I'm not
what?
Judging that. If that's what you're doing, I'm not judging you.
And then the teacher looks at them and says, we listen and we don't judge. And then the other teacher turns to them and says, it was my job to clean out the coffee pot last week and I didn't do it and I said that I did. And they're like, oh, that's gross. And they're like, we listen and we don't judge.
Hmm. Oh, okay.
Okay.
I'm not judging you.
I am. Okay. So the point, just in general. All right. So this, you know, I like the idea of this podcast until now standing here confessing that I legitimately still have trauma from this. All my trauma came from PE, and I have to tell you, in all honesty, the best thing that ever happened to me in my career was I was able to teach PE as one of my electives as a sixth grade teacher, because I knew that I would never be that PE teacher who allowed the two biggest jocks to pick teams for dodgeball.
Oh, you can't play dodgeball anymore. It's not allowed.
I know,
that's
but this
nice.
Is the trauma. The trauma wasn't the dodgeball aspect of it. I'm a chubby eighth grader with glasses and slight asthma. I don't
get him his puffs.
And you know, you don't want to admit to your parents when you have to get 9 sets of glasses over the course of a year because that damn dodgeball is hitting you in the face.
Oh.
I was always the teacher that took the scrawniest kid and let them be the person that picked the teams because I was always last. I admit it freely. I was always last in those situations. So that's one of the things I did change. I remember saying, I will never do that. And I never did because it was so traumatizing for me as being the kid who wasn't an athlete, who couldn't dodge anything. And so, yeah, I think for me, it just kind of flashes back. Mm-hmm. And I've got another one, but I think you're going to go next.
Yeah.
So hit it. And I'm going to go and have a little bit of an emotional issue now about dodgeball.
That's why we get rid of games like that, because they're not nice.
Yeah. I could do a whole episode on that. Like, I think maybe we do need to bring back a little bit of dodgeball. Maybe we do.
Oh, I don't know.
Dodge, duck, dive.
Dip, dive, dodge, the 6 D's of dodgeball. All right, so mine, that was a movie reference, Rachel.
Mm-mm,
okay.
No,
Rachel doesn't do movies. Okay, so mine is also a little trauma-inducing because I knew that I wanted to be a teacher at a really, really, really young age.
But I started to hate school because I felt like it became this trend in elementary school, and it was for every class, that you would do like chapter 4 lesson and then do chapter 4.1 worksheet. And then the teacher would do chapter 4.2 and then you would do chapter 4.2 worksheet. And I started to figure out like, my God, everything is a lesson and a worksheet, worksheet, worksheet. And it was just so repetitive. And I was like, I feel like all we're doing is worksheets. And then I remember in sixth grade thinking like, these are worksheets. Okay. I remember being a little bit edgy and thinking like, this is a bunch of bullshit. I was the most compliant student ever. And I would have never said that to a teacher.
Well, good.
I would have never said that to my parents. But I remember in my head thinking, never will I ever do this. There's got to be better ways to engage. Not everything has to be on a worksheet. And admittedly, if you are somebody who does a lot of worksheets, I actually think I probably went in the polar opposite direction, because for my first 5 years, I refused to do worksheets. And I actually think that they can be engaging. I think worksheets can be really beneficial. So I think I actually took something that was traumatizing to me and went in the opposite direction, which was equally unhealthy, full transparency. So I think there has to be a balance. And so now, you know, 16 years in, I think I have found that balance. But I sat in classes and thought, there's got to be a better way. And I've found that better way, I think, now. But I feel bad for my first couple years of kids, of students, because I don't think they probably got the best educational experience because I was so jaded from my own experience.
All right, so I have one that also kind of just causes a little bit of a trigger, and it's more of a joke that I tell, and that is I always vowed that I would never be the teacher that shushed all the time, you know, because like it always cracked me up, you know, it's that shh, you know, and I'm thinking, you know what kids are thinking? If he keeps shushing, he's going to run out of air. If he runs out of air, he's going to pass out. Oh my God. And you know, as your lifeless body lays on the ground, kids are thinking free day. And so so for me, I never shushed, because the one time I did shush, a kid in the back of the room went, let me role play this, right? Okay. I went, shh, and a kid in the back of the room went, it. And so... So I figured
that kid deserves an A. I know. Smart kid, well, witty.
No, actually, that kid was removed immediately from my classroom. I have one simple rule as a teacher: no one is funnier than me in the room. End of discussion.
I thought you were going to say, like, we never swear in classrooms. No. Nope.
I laughed, wrote it down, and we had a great laugh at the teacher's lounge. No, I love that kind of stuff. So for me, that was always, I was never going to shush. You know what I mean? And so what I did when kids weren't listening, I just went to the chalkboard and started to talk to the board. I found it much more easy and relaxing. And then kids would literally say, is he talking to the chalkboard? And then they would quiet themselves down. So I was not a shusher. And I watched teacher after teacher after teacher shush. And I think it's just really I think shushing really calms you down, not necessarily gets our kids quiet, is what I've always felt from that example of watching teachers shush.
I agree with that. But now there's callbacks. Do you want me to share my favorite callback?
No bees, no honey.
No work, no money.
I mean, that was a fun tip. That's at the good end. If you're looking for a callback.
Wow. That's okay? A good
my
one.
My favorite is, oh, boom, 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 let me hear you say way-o.
Way-o.
And Jack?
Why am I here? I got nothing.
You could do, there's a ton of them. Mac and cheese.
Yes, please.
I mean, there's a ton.
Keep going. I'm really
enjoying
it. What
else we got? Oh, there's lots of claps.
Pump the jam. Pump it up.
I don't know what would come next.
Well, your feet are stomping, and then they all.
Oh, that's a fun one.
Mine are just 90 songs. If you're like, where do you get all these 90 songs? Is what I do.
Excuse me. The purpose of this podcast was things not to do that you learned from someone else as a teacher. Guess what I just learned? I'm never going to sing Pump Up the Jam in front of kids.
Here's what's going to be hilarious is this is going to get released and the callbacks. And then at some point, one day, one of our past students is going to become a teacher and they're going to record a podcast and they are going to do an episode on things that we swore we would never do because they were cringy when our teachers did them. And you know what they're going to do?
freaking callbacks.
Mm-hmm. I mean, potentially.
There are a lot of kids that cringe on callbacks.
Yeah. But not little ones. Little ones get into it.
They listen and they don't judge.
I don't understand this.
I want to give a shout out to all the teachers that do shush their students. I want to give a shout out to the teachers who do give out worksheets or the teachers who do the file folder trick to hide what you are saying. I also want you to know that it is a good idea to mix up who is team captain for picking the teams, or hell, you as the classroom teacher can decide the teams to make things even, to make things fair, and to make things fun during PE or special activities. Speaking of special activities, if you are looking for something fun and engaging to get kids participating, to get kids having fun, to get kids dialoguing, conversing, and diving into the curriculum, what I want you to know is I have an entire store full of games, lessons, projects, and curriculum that you are able to use within your own classroom. Things that are perfect for social and emotional learning, advisory, science, classroom management, classroom climate and culture. The entire library can be checked out at monicagenta.com/shop. That's monicagenta.com/shop. Whether you are an elementary school teacher, middle school teacher, or high school teacher, I promise there are resources, activities, and projects that would be perfect for your classroom. And I guarantee you that your students will actually like them. They won't cringe. They won't be like, this is dumb. You will get only positive feedback from them. Unless your kids are in a bad mood, and then maybe, you know, they'll roll their eyes. But guess what? It is okay for kids to be frustrated with you as the teacher if you are doing amazing things for kids. And so this is a reminder that you are doing amazing things for kids. Every single day that you walk into your school, you are making an impact on the hearts and heads of the future of our world. And I'm not saying that lightly. I genuinely believe that. So I want to thank you for being a part of this special episode. Shout out to my friends Jack and Rachel, who shared in the dialogue and shared in the quirky conversation. I want you to know that every single Sunday night, new episodes release, so you can listen during your Monday morning commute to give you the Monday morning momentum that you need. So I want to thank you for listening to this episode and future episodes, but most importantly, thank you for living this teacher life.